It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I borrowed something very fancy from a friend of mine. I thought you might like to see it. This is a cover for it. Can you imagine what might be under there? Well, I'll pull up the cover and you see. It's a little model merry-go-round. See that? With all of the horses and... Well, it's a kind that works with electricity, so I'll take it over here and plug it in, and you can see it go round. Merry-go-round. I guess you feel merry as you go around on a merry-go-round. There it goes. See those horses going up and down? Little seat there. I'd like to show you under here some of the machinery. Let's take this lid off. See up here? Different gears and all. And as that goes around, then that makes those things go up and down, which make the horses go up and down, you see? But he was very clever to think up a merry-go-round. Let's pretend that this little model is a real merry-go-round for a minute, that people can ride. Just pretend. Just pretend. And of course, we don't need a fancy model like this. We could make one out of a couple paper plates and a couple paper cups. Come on to the kitchen, let's just do that. Make our own model of a merry-go-round. Couple paper plates and a couple paper cups. Use this one for the bass, and then just tape a paper cup right to the middle of that. Use some cellophane tape like this. Then take a cup and put it upside down on top of the other cup like that. And tape them together. Now for the top, the best way we've discovered to do is to just cut halfway through a paper plate. A grown-up could help you do this part. And then have a little bit of a hole in the middle. Like that. And then you make it turn it like this, you see. And that makes kind of a roof. See? You can put on like that. But first, of course, you have to tape it. Might be wise to put a couple pieces of tape on that roof. What we can do is put a pencil down in there and a little flag on the pencil. Get a little. First, we have to have a hole in the middle of this. This is another part for the grown-up to help with. There. Now let's make a little flag for up in there. See that? Just tape that right on. Those little paper cups could be there's a homemade one. Sure. Now you see, a merry-go-round is different from a museum go-round. Get the museum go-round. See, the museum go-round has pillars. See the pillars there? And the merry-go-round has different kinds of animals, usually horses, that people ride around. Why don't we make believe that Lady Elaine Fairchild and Mr. Allmine are talking about the differences between a museum go-round and a merry-go-round in the neighborhood of make-believe, all right?
Guess that's why some people call my museum go-round a merry-go-round, because it goes around and around and around.
Well, I certainly can tell the difference. A museum go-round doesn't have horses that go up and down and people ride on them.
And a merry-go-round is not a museum.
Right you are.
Why, Purple Panda, welcome to the museum go-round.
I am always glad to see your museum, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Purple Panda, did you ever think of this museum as a merry-go-round?
When I first heard about it, I did. But now I know it's a museum and not a merry.
There are good things about both.
Would you like to have a merry-go-round for a while?
Sure. How would you find one?
The Purple Way. Do you see my tent over there?
Sure, I see it. What about it?
Well, I will just replace it with a merry-go-round.
You're something else, Panda. I'll tell you, you're something else.
Would you like to ride?
Well, I think I'll just watch.
Oh, I'd like to ride.
Oh, good.
All right.
All
Let's
mine
get
on
started.
The merry-go-round.
Are you ready?
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh, boy, is this fun!
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, this is great, Purple Panda. I feel like a cowboy.
I think I'll just make my museum go around, too. A merry-go-round.
Oh, Panda, hi.
Hello, Lady Anna.
Can Tuesday and Anna and I ride on the merry-go-round?
Of course. Let me stop it. Here you are. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oh! You having fun?
Yes! Hi, lady.
How do you like it, lady?
Oh, I love it.
Wait till it stops before you get on.
Okay. Can I get on now?
Of course.
Okay.
You must always wait till it stops before you get on or off.
Okay.
Are
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we
I'll
go.
Boy.
Oh, this is grand.
Whose merry-go-round is this? Purple Panda made it come.
I made it come so we could all share it.
Thank you. Some things belong to everyone.
Some things belong to you. Some things belong to me. Some things belong to everyone. You and me and everyone. Some things belong to you.
Whoopee!
Some things belong to you. Belong to me. Something belong to everyone. You and me and everyone. Some things belong to you.
Boy, this is a lot of fun.
Lady Elaine said she'd rather watch today. You know, some children feel the way Lady Elaine felt. They'd rather stand on the ground and watch. But there are other children who would just love to ride on a merry-go-round. Both things can be fun, watching and riding. Oh, there's the telephone. Hello? Hi, Don. Oh, great. Yes, will you tell us what it is? Okay, we'll come and find out then. All right. Bye-bye. That's Don Brockett. He said there's some interesting things going on over at his bakery with some interesting people. So let's you and I go there, all right? To Brockett's bakery. And then we'll come back here afterwards. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
How are you, friends?
Well.
Good.
Hello, Mr.
Hi,
Rogers.
Jose.
Hi, Fred.
How are you doing?
Fine. Well, I'll tell you why I called. Come on back here.
Okay.
I'd like you to meet my friend, Mr. Yee.
How do you do, Mr.
Yee?
I'm Fred Rogers.
How are you?
Well, what's the surprise?
Well, Mr. Yee is going to show us how to make egg drop soup. I was over at his house, and we had egg drop soup, and it's really delicious.
Oh, I'd like to see how
that's made. Mr. Yee does some wonderful Chinese cooking, but, you know, besides that, he's the mayor of our local Chinatown.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you.
I'm glad to know you, Fred. Now, yes, it's making egg drop soup is relatively simple, Fred. First, we pick out an egg. Then we break the egg in a bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly drop it in the bowl. Then
I get rid of this for you.
Then we get a fork and just kind of beat the egg in the bowl a little bit, about 10 times. Then we bring it over to a broiling chicken broth.
Oh, is that what's
in
there?
Yeah, this is the chicken broth boiling in here.
May I smell it?
Yes, smell it.
Mustn't get too close.
That's right, here we are. Then we slowly drop the egg, at the same time stirring the chicken broth.
Yeah.
Then you see the egg slowly forming inside?
Isn't that pretty? It's kind of cloudy, doesn't it?
That's right, it's like clouds, yes. Now we drop some more in there. See? Then we're slowly cooking. There we are. Doesn't it look delicious? Look at that.
It really does.
Mm.
So it's that hot liquid soup that cooks the egg.
That's right, yes.
Now, this is not something that... This is my television friend, Mr. Yee. This is not something that children would do. I would think that the grown-ups would do the part where
it's
so hot.
Yes, well, the children can help, them,
they could do this.
Yes, that's
they?
Right. They can help their mommies beat the egg.
And you said 10 times.
About 10 times, that's all, yes.
And mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and everybody could do that kind of cooking.
Yes.
Mr. Yee, maybe we could have the egg drop soup after. I'd like to go out now and we can show Mr. Rogers about that good thing that we have out there, all right?
Yes, fine.
Okay? What do you say? Okay,
what's that? Something
you'll
else.
Say. You'll say.
Come along. Mr. Yee?
Yes. Fred, I'd like you to meet Dave Yee. Dave, Mr. Rogers.
Selma.
How do you do?
Did you turn the soup off?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
Good. Yes.
Now,
what is Dave making?
He's making fortune cookies. There's something like wonton. Wonton is with meat inside, but when they have these little sayings inside, they're fortune cookies. You have them for dessert.
Those are little papers he's putting in there.
Yeah, that's right, Fred.
Would you ask Dave how long he's... ask him how many fortune cookies he could make, like, in an hour?
David, you can eat them bell and you can make fortune cookies.
So, what's on bago?
Almost 300 an hour, Don.
Gee, that's great.
Yeah. That is something.
You see the egg that he's using when he puts them together? That's the same as the egg that we had in the egg drop soup out in the kitchen.
I'd really like to try.
Would you like to try one, Fred?
Yeah.
All right. David, you call Fred Kiao Jing Dog. He said yes, he teach you how to do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How do you say yes?
Hi.
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 Hi, that's a nice way to say yes. Hi.
All right, you hold a square of noodle in your hand. Then you turn your noodles, then...
Like that?
Yes, then we put the egg on the edge here and just kind of bring the two edges together and kind of squeeze. And the egg will... hold the cookie together like that.
Well, this is, feels like dough. That's dough. I see. And then this... But how do you cook it with the paper?
Yes, well, we either fry it up or bake it.
And the paper doesn't get... The paper doesn't burn up.
It doesn't.
No.
Have to have a special way of doing that.
You know what, Fred? Mr. Yee was telling me that when these pieces of dough have meat in them, they're called wonton. Huh? And the wonton. One means, does that mean a cloud?
Cloud, yes,
cloud.
That's right.
And ton means swallow. So that when you're eating wonton soup, it's like swallowing a cloud.
That's beautiful to think of that.
Yeah.
That's right.
That would be soft, wouldn't it?
That's
swallowing
real soft,
it.
Yes.
Could I try one more? I don't think
All
I
right,
did that
yes.
very well.
All right.
David,
yeah, David,
could
you
I try
one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, David, you know, he's got a
chin dog. Yeah,
he said for the two times.
Two times?
Yeah.
Put the egg on the edge
here. He said put the egg on the edge here.
And
just kind of paste it together.
Like that.
Here we are. Now, doesn't it look good? Isn't that beautiful?
Could I do one all by myself?
All right, all by yourself now. Put the
paper in.
Mm-hmm.
And you said fold it two times.
That's
one.
Yes, one.
Two.
Yeah, two.
And where is it I put it here? Right here? And that raw egg acts like paste, doesn't it?
Then paste it together, he says. That's it. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, oh, that's fun to make this. Oh, yeah. These are already cooked,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, these are already cooked, yes.
Would you like to have one?
Oh, I really would. May I have this
Yes,
one?
You can have that and take
Thank
it
you.
Home, my friend. Yes. And that's your souvenir.
How would I say goodbye? In Cantonese.
In goodbye, doi gain.
Doi gain.
Yeah, doi gain.
Doi gain, David. Doi gain.
Doi gain, Fred.
Doi gain to you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so glad to meet you, Mr.
Doi gain, yes.
Doi gain. Interesting people doing interesting things. Remember how they said goodbye to me in Chinese? Doi gain. We learn something all the time, don't we? Did you ever eat Chinese soup or fortune cookies? You know, there's stores where you can buy things like that, even if you aren't Chinese or you don't know how to make them. Let's take a look at this. Fortune cookie here. Let's see what it says. Show your love, and your love will be returned. Wish I could share this cookie with you. Well, that's a Chinese fortune cookie, and when I eat it, I'm still Mr. Rogers. When I was a little boy, there was a Chinese child in my class at school who became my good friend. He often gave me gifts of Chinese food that his mother or dad would make. And sometimes I wondered if I ate enough of that Chinese food, if I could look like him. But no matter how much of his food I ate, I could never change. He's a grown man now, and so am I. We still look different, but we're still good friends. There's somebody at the door. Whoever is at the door, we will show them our merry-go-round with a fortune and part of a cookie on it. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Good. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Good day.
Oh, who do you have
Well, there? I'm just taking care of a little kitten today. Her name is Judy, and I thought you may like
Hi,
to
Judy.
See Judy. To visit for a few
Hi, Judy.
Minutes.
Oh, she is just a kitten, isn't she?
Just 10 weeks old.
You're visiting with us.
Yes,
you said.
Wanna
Does jump? She belong to somebody near you?
She belongs to a neighbor, and her name is Jane. And I asked Jane if I... Oh, there she's looking around.
Is Jane away today, Judy?
She's away, and I thought I could bring, Judy over to for a small little visit. This is about...
Mr. McFeely, yes? That is a merry-go-round with a fortune and a piece of a fortune cookie on it. Would you like to have that?
Fine, I'll give it to Jane.
Well, fine.
Oh, just
Welcome to it.
And say speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to
you.
Good
day, and thank you.
Goodbye, Mr. McFeely. Goodbye. Goodbye, Judy. Well, that was an unexpected visit, wasn't it? Now, this is something that I have to take back to my friend from whom I borrowed. I was glad to be able to show that to you. We've had a good week together, you and I. I like to think about you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each week a special one. You know how. By just your being you yourself. Let's put the cover on this. Then you'll be able to see it just the way I brought it in. Remember that? I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.